I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Wednesday, August 30. Coming up, tourism and construction sectors contribute to GDP growth. Owners of small and medium-sized tourism businesses benefit from increased funding and rural school bus pilot to be rolled out this academic year. The news in detail after the break.
No longer do you have to wait 24 hours if you suspect your child is missing. The minute you realize your child cannot be accounted for is the minute to make a report to the police at 119 or the OCR at 1-888-PROTECT. Be sure to have a recent photograph of good quality to assist with identifying the child. And remember, you have a duty to inform us if the child returns home. If you fail to do so, your child may not be able to access crucial services or travel overseas.
Now the news. The Planning Institute of Jamaica PIOJ is reporting that real gross domestic product GDP increased by approximately 0.3% in the April to June 2017 quarter compared with the same period last year. Director General of the PIOJ, Dr. Wayne Henry, says the GDP growth was largely due to improved performance in the tourism and construction sectors.
The outturn largely reflected, one, the positive impact of continued strengthening of the global economy on some industries, including hotel and restaurants and manufacture, and two, higher levels of construction activities associated with renovation, expansion and construction of hotels, increased residential construction activities, and the construction of new commercial buildings.
Dr. Henry was speaking at the PIOJ's quarterly press briefing on Wednesday. He says further growth in the economy was hindered by the negative effect of flood rains on several sections of the island between March and June this year. Owners of small and medium-sized tourism enterprises, SMTEs, are benefiting from funding to expand their operations through a partnership between the Exim Bank and the Tourism Enhancement Fund, TEF. Managing Director of the Exim Bank, Lisa Bell, says under the SMTE loan program, tourism business owners in various categories can borrow up to $25 million at a rate of 5%.
These eligible sectors include spa and wellness, restaurants and food-related businesses, small accommodations, manufacturers and suppliers, shopping and galleries, attractions, knowledge networks, sports and entertainment. I am pleased to announce this morning that to date the bank has completed over 28 loan applications totaling $509 million under the SMTE loan program.
Mrs. Bell was speaking at a press conference to announce the second tranche of the loan facility on Wednesday. The TEF has provided an additional $350 million for on-lending to SMTEs. Meanwhile, Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett says the Small and Medium-Sized Tourism Enterprises SMTE loan facility contributes to meeting the country's tourism demand. Mr. Bartlett says the facility, launched in September 2016, plays an integral role in the tourism value chain and drives economic growth. He notes that 80% of tourism is driven by SMTEs.
What that has done over the last year for us is two things. One, it has enabled the continuation of the growth of tourism as a discrete sector. And for me to be able to say that the industry has expanded by 36% over the last 10 years. And that compares favorably to the overall economy that has expanded by only 6% over the same period.
To date, 22 of 28 applications received have been approved for the SMTE loan facility. It's expected that the remaining 6 applications will be approved in short order. And Minister of Education, Youth and Information Senator Ruel Reid says the ministry is targeting the rollout of a pilot rural school bus system. Minister Reid says the pilot will begin this academic year across 8 parishes.
When you look at the rural areas particularly, the cost of transportation is extremely high, and we are very certain that is a main contributory factor for the absenteeism. We also will see, in collaboration with the Ministry of Transport, getting the JUTC services a little bit more out of town, into Old Harbour, Maypen area, pushing out into the Manchester area, so that what you'll have happening is that many students now will benefit from the same cost of transportation as in the corporate area.
Minister Reid was speaking at a recent JIS think tank session. The pilot rural school bus system will be rolled out in St. Mary, Clarendon, St. Elizabeth, Portland, St. Thomas, St. James, Manchester, and Hanover. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.